The Stanley Cup Finals got off to a memorable start on Wednesday in Newark. Los Angeles stunned New Jersey in overtime in Game 1. Many NHL observers are calling the Kings' unlikely 2012 playoff run one of the best stories of the decade or so, to which New Jersey hockey fans are saying, hey, wait a minute. Here to discuss this curious phenomenon is Mike Vorkunov of the Newark Star-Ledger. Mike, New Jersey is a sixth seed, while the Kings are a number eight. The Devils have made the playoffs in 20 of the last 22 seasons, and they've won the Stanley Cup three times. So how did the Devils become underdogs?
I don't know. I think it's just a lot of people reacting to just how well and how dominant the Kings have been. You know, they've only lost two games the entire run, and the Devils went to six games with the Rangers last round, and they went to seven games in the first round with Florida, and they kind of got lost in the fray, as the Devils sometimes do amongst the hockey landscape.
Well, how do Devils fans and observers feel about being characterized as an underdog?
I think that at least the Devils fans maybe come to expect it a little bit. I think Martin Brodeur said it very well after they beat the Rangers when he said that it was a victory for Devils fans because they always get the second child syndrome with the Rangers. I think that extends a little bit into everything else.
I wonder if this underdog status actually works in favor of the Devils, maybe in the finals.
You know what? Maybe it does, but it seems like they don't really pay much attention to it. They seem very much goal-driven right now.
Maybe contributing to the Devils' relatively low luster is the lack, at least relative lack, of overall star power, despite the net presence of Martin Brodeur, who may be the greatest goalie in league history. Which other Devils have contributed to the team's recent success?
Well, you do have Ilya Kovalchuk. You know, he was very good at Atlanta before he came over here, and he was more seen as an individualistic player. And they have Zach Parise, who's a grinding little energy ball, who's their team captain, and he also does a lot for them.
The Kings have made the Stanley Cup Finals just once before, back when some guy named Gretzky played for them, and they lost in 1993 to Montreal. If the Kings go on to win the Cup this year, will New Jersey fans be able to appreciate that as a feel-good story?
I think they can. I think they'll be appreciating just how much this came out of nowhere for the Kings, and I think they won't be disappointed as much for the Devils either, because this has been a great run for them. You know, Martin Brodeur is 40 years old, and they already have three Stanley Cups, so it was much a surprise for them. So you can appreciate those types of things for others as well.
How do you see the rest of this series going?
I think that it's going to be a very close and tight series. We should expect this to go all seven games, and it's really going to be exciting to see that seventh game and how it all plays out.
Mike Vorkunov covers the New Jersey Devils for the Newark Star-Ledger. Mike, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks so much for having me on.